The topic of our lesson is preparing to attack the Congress. We will read selected excerpts from the sources. Rav, please open this.
I think that what we discussed now in the first part of the lesson is a great preparation. We're going to go to the verses we prepared. Our friends prepared this preparation for the lesson. And other than connection, we have nothing. The problem is that all the complaints that I get from all of our friends from everywhere around the world, these are the complaints that they work inside themselves and they say, oh, I've been in this for 20 years. Where is the Creator? Well, I've been waiting for to appear and the connection with him, the spiritual world. We're not looking in the right direction, in the right place. The Creator is revealed in the connection between us, where we are in contradiction to another, an ever-growing contradiction. And above that, we wish to build a connection between us, a bond with one another. And to the extent that we do it, then to that extent we advance until we come to a state where there's a great gap between our ego, which is constantly growing, and the connection between us, which is also constantly in the process of being established. And then, according to the coarseness that we have, and on top of it, the screen reflected light, right, that we wish to bestow specifically from within this coarseness to the Creator, and the coarseness becomes a degree of purity, and accordingly we come to a state where the Creator is revealed, is clothed in us. So we have to understand where it's taking place. It's not inside a person, but in the connections between us. And that's why we are having this Congress and all these actions. So it turns out that egoistically, we are drawn towards the revelation of the Creator, and we forget that He's revealed in the connection between us. Since the Creator is called the force of love, of connection, love thy friend as yourself, is a rule, klal, meaning the general law of the revelation of the Creator, is the love between us, the connection between us, above all the separation. So don't forget about it, and don't say that you've been studying for 20 years. You could be studying for 120 years. Study your entire life and every lifetime, every incarnation. It won't do you any good. You should say how much you're fighting to be in connection with people like you who are also drawn to the revelation of the Creator. And then you'll understand what you're lacking. Did you even begin the spiritual work, or you haven't even started it? Because the spiritual work is specifically in connection. It's realized, actualized in the connection between us. And it's very difficult to understand and to begin to realize it, implement it. And we disagree with it. We forget about it after a second. And what can we do? Therefore, again, we are preparing ourselves for an attack in the Congress so that through our efforts we'll come to a state, we'll come to a state where the Creator will help us. We'll make ourselves into what is needed, but in the direction of connection. And then we'll do our best to invite him and for him to build for us the right vessel. Yeah, let's go.
Preparing to attack at the Congress, selected excerpts from the sources. Excerpt number one, Rabash says, you must always stand guard all day and all night. That is, when you feel a state of day or you feel a state of night. We say to the Creator, yours is the day, and yours is also the night. Thus, the night, too, that is the darkness of night, comes from the Creator to man's favor. As it is written, day to day utters speech, and night to night expresses knowledge. It follows that you must awaken the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. By that, you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon us.
No
questions. Read it again, please.
Again, excerpt number one. You must always stand guard all day and all night. That is, when you feel a state of day or you feel a state of night. We say to the Creator, yours is the day and yours is also the night. Thus, the night, too, that is the darkness of night, comes from the Creator to man's favor. As it is written, day to day utters speech, and night to night expresses knowledge. It follows that you must awaken the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. By that, you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon us.
French.
Bonjour, Rav, et bonjour, les amis. Qu'est-ce qu'une attaque exactement? Est-ce que c'est de faire des efforts pour...
Hello, Rav and friends. What exactly is an attack? Do we need to make efforts in order to create a new vessel? Or to try to correct an existing vessel? Can you explain?
An attack can have different styles each time, but all the attacks should ultimately be directed at the correction of the connection between us. So we will be more and more suitable to the Creator that will be revealed in this connection. That's the attack. In the end, the attack is against our ego that disturbs our connection, and to the extent we overcome it, we attack it. To the degree that we connect, the Creator will also have a place to connect with us. This is called from love of people to love of the Creator.
Sì, buongiorno Rav. Cosa vuole dire giorno dopo giorno preferisce discorso e notte dopo notte esprime conoscenza?
Rav, what does it mean day to day utters speech and night to night expresses knowledge?
שאנחנו נחבר
we will
יותר פשוט.
Connect. Well, simpler. We will connect all the times, times of day and the times of night, into one vessel in which the Creator will then be revealed.
Thank you, teacher. Rabash writes to us that you must awaken the hearts of the friend, the heart of the friends, until the flame rises by itself. By that, you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator. How do you do it? How is it done?
I do it in the same way as we all need to do it. And that is to try to be connected according to the recommendations of Kabbalists. Again, read what they are saying. And then, according to how much we connect, we'll discover in the connection between us, the connection between us, not in anyone, but in the connection between us, there will be, we will see those qualities in which the Creator will be revealed. It's not in you, not in me, but in how much we make concessions toward one another. In this concession, when I rise above my ego and I'm willing to connect with you, with this concession, I discover the Creator. This is the meaning of working above my will to receive. That's why in every spiritual action, the rule is make your desires his desire. Okay?
Oren.
Excerpt number 2, Bala Sulam says, the most important is the labor, meaning to crave to labor in his work, because the ordinary work does not count at all, only the bits that are more than usual, which is called labor.
Meaning what we've done in the past, even if we're standing steadfast, and we overcome, if we don't add to it, it's not considered that we're doing anything. It's only when we increase the efforts, that's what counts.
It is like a person who must eat a pound of bread to be full. All his eating does not merit the title a satisfying meal, but only the last bit from the pound. That bit, for all its smallness, is what defines the meal as satisfying. Similarly, out of every service, the Creator draws out only the bits beyond the ordinary. And they will be the letters and the kelim, vessels, in which to receive the light of His face.
Turki Free.
Dira, question from my tongue. Can you explain what is day and night?
Simply put, if it shines a bit more to us, it's called day, and if we're in a state where it doesn't, spirituality doesn't shine to us, it's called night. Although there are additional definitions, important definitions, but in principle, this is what it is. Clear as day. If I don't know exactly how, then it's, you know, as night. But here you also have work. Already, how do I approach the Creator in the daytime? How do I do it at nighttime? It's possible that the night is the more important work. Because I can't see, I can't feel, it doesn't shine to me. But the building of the vessel, the preparation of the vessel is something I can do specifically when I'm in a state of night. And then as a result of what I'm doing at night, I get what we call day. When the light shines according to how I prepared my vessels during the night and during the state of darkness. But I couldn't feel anything in spirituality. But I've done various efforts. I put in various efforts, and accordingly, I discover my attitude towards spirituality, where I don't require the light. I'm willing to work at night in the dark, as long as I can have a place for work, where specifically from the darkness I can express my attitude towards bestowal, towards the Creator. So in that case, night becomes from a state that doesn't shine to me into a state that is more highly regarded, where I can yearn for and make actions towards the Creator. Therefore, it says that a person should bless over the bad as over the good. Since if various degrees of darkness come to me, I bless them. Because now I can show myself and others, the Creator, just how much I'm yearning for work and not for fulfillment. And also at night, I can understand a bit more where I am. Because in the daytime, it's possible that I'm in a state of awakening, upliftment, but it's a result of what shines to me. And at night, if I rise from it, it's a result of my work. Of course, the Creator shines to me at night, but as a reaction, as a response to my efforts. So day and night are found inside a person, and he needs to show to himself and to the Creator just how much he's on the same level of work both during the day and during the night. This is the meaning of darkness will shine as light. Okay.
Kadima Oren.
Let's go.
Exit number 3, Rabash says, one must not say, I am waiting for the Creator to give me an awakening from above. And then I will be able to work in the work of holiness. Bala Sulam said that in regard to the future, a person must believe in reward and punishment. Meaning he must say, if I am not for me, who is for me? And when I am for me, what am I? And if not now, then when? Thus, one must not wait another moment. Instead, he should say, if not now, then when? And he must not wait for a better time. So then I will get up and do the work of holiness. Rather, it is as our sages said, do not say, I will study when I have time, lest you will not have time.
Here's the question. How can we help one another so that no one will fall, but rather will always strive to add, as Rabash is saying here? Let's read it again and then talk between us in a small workshop.
So again, excerpt number 3, Rabash says, one must not say, I am waiting for the Creator to give me an awakening from above, and then I will be able to work in the work of holiness. Bala Sulam said that in regard to the future, a person must believe in reward and punishment, meaning he must say, if I am not for me, who is for me? And when I am for me, what am I? And if not now, then when? Thus, one must not wait another moment. Instead, one should say, if not now, then when? and he must not wait for a better time, so then I will get up and do the work of holiness. Rather, it is, as our sages said, do not say, I will study when I have time, lest you will not have time. Now let's have a workshop about it. How can we help one another so that no one will fall? Please.
It's all a matter of importance. The spirit that we awaken between us in the ten, when we speak of this occasion before us, then this thing carry us, as opposed to each one annulling himself and devoting himself.
Can.
Yes, we should constantly see what is the missing place in the ten right now, and how do we fill it? How do we ensure that we have a supply of importance, of the greatness of the goal, of an atmosphere, like Rui said? We need to constantly help each other believe that the goal is right here. It's close to us. We're going to attain it in a moment, like this great congress that is coming right now. This is the milestone that can create this great revolution, inversion from the quality of reception to attaining the quality of bestowal. We can attain it in these coming days. It's right here.
Yeah, we don't need to think that no one will fall, how we won't fall. No, we have to think how to rise, how to lift the friends, the ten, all the tens, as much as possible. Rav, how does it happen that we are a third of friends in Bnei Baruch? A third did not register to the Congress. How does it happen? Am I simply kicking the connection between us like that? I don't want to be in our general vessel. Why am I doing this? Each friend who did not register yet should answer this. Why are there such people here who do not think this is a common action in connection? I have a list of people who registered, and when they registered, by the way, and a list of people who did not register yet. Why is it happening? Tell me. We can just speak pretty words and then come later with a complaint that 20 years later I have nothing? Because maybe you haven't started operating or working towards connection throughout these 20 years. So you didn't build any vessel. You have to bring the vessel, the deficiency, a common deficiency. And for us, we see that still one third of the people did not register. It appears like nothing, but in the process of registration, I connect something of myself, of my awareness, of my desire with the others. You have to pay attention to those little things. It's not like I'm turning on the computer. I sit down and I watch. But what did I do in that direction, at least? I still don't get it. But because we started the lesson with a friend who came up and said, rightfully, from his heart, I'm hearing you for 20 years and I have nothing. What are you waiting to hear from us? Did you reach the degree of hearing? Did you try to reach it?
Tov.
Okay.
Namshich.
Let's continue.
Excerpt number 4 from Meshivat Nefesh. Man must only commit to strengthening himself each time anew, and not retreat from this war or cause oneself despair under any circumstances. Certainly, in this war, it is impossible to evidently see who is the winner. Since the war is still long, the exile is intensifying, and each one experiences whatever he experiences. However, as long as we are holding our weapons in our hands, and our main weapon is the prayer, and as long as we do not cause ourselves despair from this war and keep gripping to our weapons, we are winning for sure. Since as long as one strengthens oneself in prayer and outcry to the Creator, he is winning the war, as this is essentially the victory.
Here I would pose this question. Is there room for asking about the results, or should we only ask about the possibility, the opportunity to bestow? Because if we're asking about the results, meaning where is what I deserve, what I have coming to me? Rather, instead, I'm asking not on that, but on how much and in what way can I bestow, can I give, can I connect, can I contribute myself? That should be the question.
Пишет, что наше главное оружие — это молитва и крик к Творцу. А перед этим.
He writes to us that our main weapon is the prayer and outcry to the Creator. Beforehand, he talked about the fact that only the additional bits are what count. So how can we get to that?
By connecting even more to the environment. I have nowhere else from where to get deficiencies. I have nothing with which to develop my own desires. My desires for spirituality are from the broken vessel, as much as I try to connect with them. And accordingly, I can discover my correct attitude towards connection. We have no other way, and it comes after many years. That's why Baal Sulam writes 10 and 20 years, and he doesn't want to write more, but in truth, also, the person might need 30 and 40 years to labor, to toil until he understands and receives an impulse and succeeds, because the advancement in correction is not so lengthy as the preparation. The preparation is exhausting, it's long. But later you can advance in the speed of light, almost.
But here it seems as though those beats, the addition we're talking about, is not something from the outside, external. Because externally we do connect between us quite a bit, quite a lot. We have a schedule, we have lessons, meetings on Zoom, etc. But here it talks about some internal addition.
Vlad, how do you, can't you understand that the important thing is the connection of
no.
The heart. What does it mean that I connect to someone? Does this mean that the friend wants to connect with me? Perhaps. But this phone call in the morning before the lesson when he wants to wake me up to the lesson, because that's what we agreed on. It says something, but it doesn't speak of the level of connection, the obligation, the tendency for help. These are inner things you have to develop between us. And you can learn from the other about anything here, and we can turn to the Creator. We have to constantly collaborate with the Creator to pull Him into each and everything that exists between us.
There is a desire that in the Congress or even now we will have this addition. But we're gathering here together. So how can we take advantage of this opportunity and bring about these bits, these additions in the heart? And it's not just that we gather, then somehow we, you know, go through the time.
I don't know. You're touching on things that only you could want, can demand, investigate, requests from the Creator towards the friends. I can't get into it. I can repeat the same words that you've probably heard many times already. The important thing is to remain with the questions and to constantly renew them on a higher and higher level and demand each time the scrutiny of the questions and the scrutiny of the answers. There's no more than that. Insist on the question.
Moscow 2.
Thank you, Rav. In the last sentence, it says to strengthen oneself in prayer and outcry to the Creator. What does that mean, to strengthen?
To strengthen and the plea to the Creator means that we connect ourselves and we attach ourselves as much as possible with our inner desire, our inner tendency between us, and to the internality of the connection between us, which is the Creator. Boe, come and see, needs to be revealed there. Therefore, we have to attach our desires together as much as possible to be as one man in one heart. To expect the force of connection to appear there, one for all, called the Creator, because it can't happen any other way. It doesn't reveal itself any other way. It also doesn't exist, the concept of the Creator, without a creature. Creator is Boe, come and see. Who should come? Us. And see what? See what is revealed from the connection between us. Therefore, we have nowhere to cry to before we connect. And when we try to connect, who do we cry out to? To the point of our connection. We are making the Creator. That's why the Creator is saying it through the Kabbalists. And we hear it. You have made me.
It's
very strange. Sounds like heresy against all religions and understandings. What does it mean? We make the Creator. But yeah, until we build Him before us, we won't begin to discover the upper force through that connection. You get it? Because that's the only way He's revealed relative to us. We have to focus, create this focal point in which He's revealed. Otherwise, Bo'hu'e, come and see, is not revealed. That's why I'm so concerned about all of us making a connection, registering, and doing all these common actions together. That's why it pains me that there are those who speak nicely, but are you doing these things in practice or not? If not, It's a waste of time. These things will fail.
Прошу прощения, а можно вот так сказать, что...
I'm sorry, but is it possible to say that every strengthening of prayer comes through the strengthening of our hearts?
Of course. Latin 7.
Buen día, Rav y queridos amigos.
Good day, Rav and dear friends. The question is whether to serve the friends is the entrance to spirituality that we don't see?
That's precisely correct. You said it nicely. In this, that I serve the friends, I get closer to the entrance to spirituality. It exactly stands before the door that opens up to reach spirituality. It will be precisely like that. And the main thing in this is consistency. A lot of time, as much as necessary. Because we are very bad souls, very egoistic ones. And so you see how much we need to speak until it just reaches the heart even a bit. Maybe even just sensation around the heart, not really the heart itself. You see everyone on yourself, how much you get up like a beast until you reach the lesson and you begin to listen and read. And slowly the emotions open up. You begin to feel the friends more, and not even friends, but necessity and something to connect with them. And that too disappears after a minute. We need each one to yearn for this state of connection, and each one to care that it will not disappear from any of the others. I am responsible for the others. That's called arvut, mutual guarantee, that each one worries for the others. And only in such a manner we build the vessel. And upon us, really, we have an opportunity to reenact, to bring to life the vessel of Adam HaRishon. To restore it. It's unbelievable what we've received, that we can all be the parts that found, that establish, that build this vessel. We're building a foundation for the entire vessel. Okay.
Oren.
Excerpt number 5. By Bar Sulam. So we rush our pleas above. Knock by knock. Tirelessly. Endlessly. And we do not weaken at all when he does not answer us. We believe he hears our prayer. But that he waits for a time when we have the kelim, when we have the vessels to receive the faithful bounty. And then we will receive a reply to each and every prayer at once. Since the hand of the Lord will not be short, God forbid.
Yes, this is a part that really warms the heart. Let's read it again.
Once again, excerpt number 5. We rush our pleas above, knock after knock, tirelessly, endlessly, and we do not weaken at all when he does not answer us. We believe that he hears our prayer, but that he waits for a time when we have the vessels to receive the faithful bounty. And then we will receive a reply for each and every prayer at once, since the hand of the Lord shall not be short, God forbid.
Tov, focus group.
Okay, focus group.
Rav, I wanted to ask about what you mentioned earlier about the fact that not everyone registered for the convention. Why in spirituality is there such a calculation that we need to be considerate of everyone, even those who haven't registered? Why can't we just be considerate of those who managed and did the action?
It's written, the king is found among the nation. And so we have many tens who are excellent, truly excellent. I don't want to, I don't know, make a list or something. No, I don't want to. We don't need that. We simply need to appreciate everyone. But towards corporeal actions, we can check ourselves for sure. Correct or not, right? Because signing up to the Congress doesn't demand anything of a person. Just to enter the link and register, right? Doesn't cost money, right?
It's altogether, as far as I know, whoever participates in the payment of the Arvut system does not pay for the convention, and whoever doesn't just has to pay some symbolic price. But it's really something like very minute.
What do you mean whoever doesn't participate in the Arvut system? So he's not really connected with everyone. We need to see, in any case, some system of ours that exists, and we maintain it, we give it life, from it we receive, and that we maintain. That's how it must be. And so, in short, I don't know. I very much hope that after we speak now, whoever did not register, will do so.
I simply want about the principle, because it's like, from what you said earlier, it's kind of, it appears as if, yes, there's excellent tents, everything is wonderful, but because not everyone did this small action of signing up, of registering, even though there are tens, that we won't succeed. It's not clear to me why. Why is the calculation as such?
Because the calculation is on the general vessel. Of course, if let's say 50-70% of all of our tens registered and participating in the Congress in a serious manner, so surely whoever participates succeeds. There is a calculation with each and every ten, but in any case, because the nation, because the king is in the general of the nation, and so the light also illuminates in the intensity of our general vessel, and so it pains me that there are those who put down everyone in this, that they don't register, and in this they cause a great harm to themselves, and they don't understand just how much they're shooting themselves in the foot. He can't progress. Here, this way, he has a vessel that's advancing him. He's in the car, and he's advancing. But if he's not sitting in the general car, he has a problem. Don't call me 20 years later and tell me, why haven't I progressed? I'm not going to go check everybody's file and say why. There's a calculation above, in some total, it's above.
Okay, but let's say those people that, let's say someone didn't register. So why is the calculation not with him? Why is the calculation on the general, on the collective?
It's also in the, with the general because he harmed the general.
But why?
We see it in many articles. How can it be that he's in the general and he's looking down on the collective action? And also the general is at fault here. Why are they not influencing each one, not checking each one, reminding each one, putting pressure on each one to participate in the correct manner? Especially when it doesn't cost money. It only costs effort to register.
Rav, in a more direct manner, if I didn't register, am I hurting myself or everyone, the whole kli?
You're harming everyone, and as a result of this, you're very, very, very much harming yourself as well.
And another question from the spirit of the lesson today. What's right to demand after 20 years of study? That's also not clear.
Demand of yourself? Why have you not demanded of others? After I have all the writings before me and I've received all the explanations, what more do I have left to do but perform? Execute it. And other than this is that how a person thinks that he can come and demand. You can come and demand correction on one's soul, right? On your soul. But other than that, that I am flawed, I am broken, I can't connect with others, I am very much requesting connection with others in order to return to be a part of the corrected Adam HaRishon. Please. If I request in such a manner, of course, if I request it truly from my heart, from the heart, I see no problem to receive an answer.
And what to do if I feel damaged or harmed after 20 years? I don't know. I feel hurt. I'm doing 20 years, and it's the truth. That's what I feel.
But the result is dependent between you and the Creator. Through the group. So please perform. Who are you turning to? You can't even turn to the group because the group that's before you is what you see in your corrupted vessels. And if you would see them corrected in your corrected sight, you would see that same group that is truly like the group of Rabbi Shimon. And even more so. It all depends on your attitude.
How to demand for myself and not expect for something from others?
That's according to the first rule, that besides man, there is only the Creator. And so what he sees, friends, he sees a copy of him of himself on the abstract light. Abstract upper light. And each and every friend that I see, I see Dudi, I see Akoka, I see some more people there. I see myself on the white background. I don't see anything else, ever. So I need to simply bring myself to correction. The Dudi will look to me like an angel, and Akoka will look to me like an angel. And then too, I will be like an angel.
Another question, please. How do I change my perception? Instead of being in complaints all the time, I have all the time, without words, I have complaints, not just Bamilch, but instead of that, just be thankful to grasp that I'm standing here, sitting before Rav, the greatest of the generation, and...
That depends in what role you are found. If you are in a role that you are organizing our corporeal life of Bnei Baruch, let's say the video, audio systems, or all sorts of other systems, connections through the computers and so on, then you need to see it in a corporeal manner. That's clear. But if you're talking about the spiritual society, then you need also to receive an impression from the, from our spiritual state. And then also in the spiritual state, you have a few approaches. On one hand, all who sees flaws sees it in himself. That's on one hand. On the other hand, you need to see, in any case, those same impressions that you're receiving from all sorts of people, that you're disconnecting yourself from all these scrutinies in a personal manner, and you listen to what they're talking to you, passing on to you, in a manner that's simply like an administrative action. There's many things in this. Moscow 7.
Спасибо, Рав. Вопрос Дениса. Вы сказали,
почему не может сам спросить?
Why can't he ask for himself?
Есть объективная причина.
А, беседер. Есть лахем беколь гвуца из шумиши и хад шишуэль, а вора гвуца.
Okay, so there's somebody set to ask for the group?
Ну, говори.
Сегодня как дежурный, как один из дежурных. Вы сказали, что десятка должна серьезно участвовать в Конгрессе. И что?
I'm one of the duties, and you said that my 10 needs to participate in the convention, and the calculation is with each and every 10. Where is the seriousness of the participation in the 10?
Each person and each 10 and in our entire vessel in general needs to make an effort from the connection between us to bring out the maximum benefit. Maximum benefit, meaning I come to the Congress as a gathering of the general group that is directed to the end of correction.
Moscow 6.
That's it, Moscow 6.
Товарищ спрашивает, хочется воспользоваться рекомендацией Рава и реализовать объединение. Но как только я пытаюсь...
A friend is asking, I want to use the advice of Rav to implement it in the connection, but each time I try, I see that if a friend is not interested, it's not possible to do. How can I convince the friend?
Give him such examples that he will also want the correct connection.
Latin 5.
Latin 5.
Shalom, Rav. Esto de que un
porcentaje de
amigos no se haya...
The matter of a certain percentage of friends that have yet to register to the convention, is that indifference towards the convention or is it lack of work in the 10?
Scrutinize it. It could be this and that, or either this or that, or there could be more excuses. But looking down, that's the main thing. You know that I don't care, I'll register later. That's called that you're getting distant from the mutual collective action, which is the main thing in the spiritual attainment. Our mutuality. Why was the vessel of Adam HaRishon broken? In order to give us the opportunity to connect. Because in our connection, we are returning to adhesion with the Creator. In the extent of connection. So, a Congress is that same action that we want to connect together as one man and one heart. That in that same desire, will reveal that upper force, Bore, come and see. And on this needs to be the action. So why are we not drawn to that same action, right? I'm talking about this today that let's check. Where more are we looking down at the connection between us? because this is the action that's directly towards revelation of the Creator.
Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Я хотел спросить по поводу пятого отрывка, который прочитали.
Hello, I wanted to ask about excerpt number 5 that we read. And the question is it possible to say that throughout the day I am in a hunt? I'm against the thoughts that disconnect me from the Ten, and when I identify such thoughts, I ask to correct this situation. And this is the way to receive this matter of bestowal?
In the meantime, like this, there will be others. There will be problems.
Can I ask another question? I want to go a little bit more sharper here. The fact that I don't see the answer, so I say to myself that I also am not supposed to see the answer, but the opportunity to identify the shattering, is that what I need?
That's precisely the answer. That if I work in the correct manner, in my connection with the group and with the Creator, then I will reveal before me each time broken vessels, uncorrected states, and I will use them in order to progress, to advance more and more. Yes, but I need to reach a state that I love it, that I am satisfied with it. Who is an artist, an expert, that he loves his work? He loves his profession. Why? Because in this profession, we are bestowing contentment to the Creator. I don't want to stop. I don't want to stop revealing my broken desires and all sorts of corruptions. I don't want it to stop. Because if it will stop, how will I give contentment to the Creator? The expert, right? Truly the master. Who is he? He who loves his work. He who reveals things and enjoys from this that he has what to do. That's how it is.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. We wanted to say that we are thankful to the Creator for bringing us to such special times. And we're really excited towards the convention. We also want to take advantage of this moment now and to ask the Creator together to give us the strength of connection and the force of love.
I'm with you. Okay. Good. Let's, if such, what are we doing now, Oven?
We can continue or we can move to the next part.
We're in number 6. Number
6.
Let's read 6 and that's it. Then we'll go on the next part.
Excerpt number 6 from Rabash. At the end of the day, this is a group of people who have gathered in a certain place under a certain leader to be together. With superhuman courage, they face up to all those who rise against them. Indeed, these are brave men with a strong spirit, and they are determined not to retreat one inch. They are first-class fighters, fighting the war against the inclination to their last drop of blood. And their only wish is to win the battle for the glory of His name. Again? Excerpt number 6 once again. At the end of the day, this is a group of people who have gathered to be together in a certain place under a certain leader and with superhuman courage above human powers. They face up to all those who rise against them. Indeed, these are brave-hearted men with a strong spirit, and they are determined not to retreat one inch. They are first-class fighters, fighting the war against the inclination to their very last drop of blood. And their only wish is to win the battle for the glory of His name.
Tzafon 2.
Tzafon 2.
How to know that we're in an advanced state of true connection in the work?
Only according to the overcoming the problems that each time you receive. If the Creator sends more and more, reveals to you more and more problems, that's a sign that you are progressing. There's no more. You can't know otherwise. And that's it. That's how it works.
How not to fall to the illusions that we're actually doing something?
According to what do you see that you're doing? Only according to the same troubles that are revealed to you. Only according to that you can to do that. To check oneself.
Kiev.
A question from our 10. To what extent, after all, are the formal things important? The payment, the registration, the spreadsheets. Can we demand to observe this?
Within the 10, of course, you can demand everything. Because without the 10, you don't advance onward. So everyone needs to look at the 10 as his vessel. That if this vessel is not organized correctly, then I have nowhere to advance to. This is my basic vessel, my 10 original sefirot, that I see the friends, I see myself in them. And then, of course, I want to correct. So, there is a matter of my correction towards them, and the mutual understanding, mutual sensation, mutual perception of one another, as much as we feel that we are one. These are very high things. We'll reveal just how much we are incorporated in one another in the 10, and where it results from. Why are we such connecting? In the meantime, it seems to us like it's us who are doing it, and that's not correct. There is nothing here on the side of man. The Creator places a person in a state and He says, take this for you. And the person needs only to cause connection. Is that clear? All right, PT 3.
Continuing that, it seems sometimes like Rav is giving all kinds of advices that are seemingly corporeal, to register for the convention, all kinds of things that are seemingly not connected to our internal work. And because Rav himself is emphasizing how this only thing that's important is the internal, the inner work, the prayer, etc. So the advice, which are seemingly corporeal, that Rav says, that everyone hears, but it's not exactly for connection. How to avoid or what to do with those that scrutiny that of what to do with in these cases?
You don't know how to scrutinize, and thus you're not approaching connection. There's no vessel, and that's what I'm worried about. There is truly looking down at corporeal actions that speak of the internal spiritual state. And to do, it's not even difficult. It doesn't cost money, just a little bit of effort, and it just shows how much they're looking down at our mutual action.
Are there advices that Rav gives that are not connected to spirituality?
None. What could be? What could be in our life in Bnei Baruch, and I'm here in the center, and I'm constantly involved in many actions, decisions? I don't see something that doesn't belong to spirituality. The entire organization exists only in order to bring humanity to be connected back as one vessel. And in each and every organizational action, you can see at least some tendency to this.
Thank you.
Beseder. Tov. Mayutzelano. Ita 3.
What do we have now? Ita 3.
Buongiorno Rab. Come i cuori di una decina si uniscono in una preghiera, a cosa dobbiamo fare attenzione perché sia efficace?
How can you unite to a prayer from the common heart of the ten? How can we do it so it will be beneficial?
Atem tzichim la'avor al kol ha'am.
You need to go over our material accordingly, to read, to learn it together. A reading, how to do it together, will connect you and will build from you this minyan, what's called the ten, that is precisely ready to express one desire. All our prayers are that we connect, we want to connect between us in one desire, that as much as we can request the Creator and He corrects our desire to be one desire, and accordingly, in that one desire, we will begin to reveal Him. That's the technique. What's called Chad Mekabel Chad, one receives one.
Moscow 7.
Спасибо большое, Раф.
Thank you very much, Rav.
Вступление во вторую часть. Такой вопрос остался.
As to entering the second part, there's a question. By us building the Creator, revealing Him in the Ten, we receive Him as a light that is projected from the hearts of the friends. But we just heard from Rav that the Creator is revealed in the connection between us.
I don't want to talk about such things. You need to scrutinize it between you. I can't stand such philosophies. You will enter the mutual desire, and there you will reveal everything. I can't speak on such a level. Such scrutinies need to scrutinize between you and then work on the desires.
That's it.
Maybe you're not requesting, maybe you don't feel why I'm so answering you like this, but think and you'll see. Your approach is incorrect. Florida.
I'm Rob. It feels like this very excerpt that we just read feeds back into the question that you asked earlier about do we need to look at results or whatever. If we're not looking at results and we're only got our head down and pushing forward, it would seem, I feel like we would already be there. Is this correct?
I don't precisely know how to explain what you're saying, but the question about our goal, it must be somehow more and more clear to us that if we constantly advance in force of connection, force of bestowal to the Creator, then these things that we want to bestow more and more contentment to Him. Are we checking ourselves from day to day that we are forming from us force of bestowal to the Creator? And is it today more than yesterday?
What you just said, there was zero translation.
טוב, תקבל אחר כך ותראה. וכל זאת, אין כאן המשך לדברים.
Receive it later and you'll see there's no continuation to these words, really. Now we will do a little survey. Either we're continuing with these matters or we're moving to the preface.
If he wants to continue with this study material, press 1. Otherwise, Pticha, preface, press 2.
נעבור לחלק הבא ולפני כן שיר.
Go on to the next part and first the song.
Is near and we will see all people here in unity as one nation, as one whole, in celebration and in song. We're not naive, it's not a dream. We suffered long enough to see there's no escape, nowhere to hide, no belief to be our God. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. And so a light will come to shine. No pain, no sorrow recognize. And in every heart will sing one song, and every melody as one. And so life will come to shine. No pain, no sorrow recognize. And every heart will sing one song, and every melody as one. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. La 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 la